Gosh, sir, excuse me. Could you come on in, please?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, no. Thank you. I appreciate you coming in to interview for the position of co-host of the LFC on such short notice. Now, do I have to keep a mask on? Oh, no, we don't wear those. This is the South and we're fat. We don't wear masks. Okay, no mask. No. Whew. No. Oh, no, put it back on. So do you have any experience being a fat co-host?
Well, I did do a little podcast by the name of Live It Up, which nobody remembers. So, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we won't hold that against you. So could you now talk about your grocery shopping habits? Do you shop at the Von's East only on Wednesdays after you have eaten with your friends?
Ah, well, I'm so glad that you brought this up because this is where I am a legend. I love the quiz programs and I just imagine that I'm on that shopping quiz program and I just whiz down the aisles. I mean, literally I'm whizzing down the aisle, like clean up an aisle four, you know?
Okay. You know what? You can stop right there, sir. You're hired.
Yay.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello everyone and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends.
Yes, we do actually have
any inappropriate touching.
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
guys?
What's going on,
guys? Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 10th of May, 2021, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the drinking a seltzer this evening, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
No. It's V-A-D-E-R. And with me is the fat... Oh,
should I have cut you off by now? This is usually the part where you get interrupted about three or four times starting the show, isn't it?
It's true. You guys, the new host of the LFC, it's Dr. Wesley E. Pythagoras something something Stone, everyone. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Welcome. Now, in your podcast retirement, did you ever think you would be co-hosting the little show?
No, I thought the little show was going to go away permanently. I was assured that was going to happen.
Right. Well, and in all fairness, I was pretty sure that was the outcome of walking away, you know, putting my microphone down, if you will. Now, of course, I've had to pick it back up and Doc Stone here can see this contraption floating in front of my face. It's like I'm over at the Brewer family compound.
You've got the sound arm or whatever that thing is called.
The boom stand. We're professionals here.
I threw all my equipment away.
Well, so you guys, here's the best part. Yeah, so here's the best part. So I was trying to think about who was going to co-host this week. And so I was like, I should ask Dr. Stone. And so I texted him, what was it, Wednesday, maybe Thursday? Well, the first time I texted was Wednesday. And I said, hey, just checking in. How are you? And you said, and what did you say to me?
I said I was just downstairs in my garage throwing out the podcasting equipment because I never used it. I used it, I think, one time. I got new equipment, and I used it one time with Lotzel, and then everyone said, we're all quitting.
Right.
I said, okay, so, great.
So I kind of got quiet, and I was like, okay, well, you have a blessed day. Because I was like, well, damn. I was like, if only I had texted yesterday. So anyway, Dr. Stone has agreed to pull out the old microphone, and by the microphone, I mean his AirPods, and sit down and record with us tonight.
I see that you have them in, too.
I do. Oh, yeah, yeah. I use them every day. Now, I don't have the Pros because I don't like the pressure in my ear. So I don't mind ambient noise. So I just have the regular classic iPods.
I love the pressure in my ears because I have big ear holes. So,
oh, you know what they say about people with big ear holes?
What?
Exactly.
What?
But I use them every day. And to be honest with you, I use them for most of my Zoom calls. Now, I don't think to sit down in my boudoir and record the LFC, the studio and record the LFC, that they're quite good enough for that. But because yours are certainly better. Your mics are better on yours than mine. But I swore that I would never, ever have a big microphone and mixer in my bedroom again.
Right.
So I'd like to introduce you to a boom stand with a Shure SM58 and an M Audio M Track Duo professional USB preamp. Y'all, I had that Blue Yeti cooler, you know, carbonator water beverage station and microphone that Daniel Brewer recommended. Garbage. Absolute
that last episode,
garbage.
It was blowing out the microphone. I don't know what was going on.
It still is. It still is. I couldn't fix it. I restarted the computer. I plugged and unplugged it. The gain on it is as low as it'll go. The input on the computer is at like 20%, and that's what it's doing. And so I took it to work and asked anyone if they wanted it, and they were all like, it looks kind of phallic. And so it's sitting on my desk at work. So I was like, maybe I can use it for a Zoom call at work, but probably
maybe
not.
You could pretend like you're Johnny Carson sitting at your desk and have people come in and, you know, sit down with a coffee cup and Ed McMahon can be there.
That's not a bad idea. Although I don't really want people in my office sitting chatting. Ugh, it's
isn't, COVID, isn't that where the know. Little show got started, was in the office?
It didn't start there. It did get recorded. Okay. The last year or so of it, yes, it was recorded in my office after hours, because I felt the same way back then that I do now, and that's that I didn't want a big honking computer in my home.
It takes up a lot of space. I agree.
It takes up a lot of space. It gets dusty. Like, and I truly, now I've used a computer a lot in the last 36 hours at home, but the majority of that's work, right? Like, who cares? I don't use a computer for anything personal. Now, I did buy a new iMac, surprise. But
I did too.
Oh, yay!
When is yours coming?
I don't know. It is not yet. So I haven't gotten a ship date. Yeah. Have you?
It should be June, like the week of June 5th, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
it was going to be like 5 weeks out.
Well, I ordered mine last night after two glasses of wine. So I haven't gotten the big update yet. But what color did you get?
I got the blue.
Oh, you know how I feel about blue.
No, I don't.
I do not.
I wasn't ready to go for a big color. I thought, like, well, okay, the silver, I've had silver computer, but the blue is sort of like silver. So I thought I'd take a small step.
Yeah, that's the one thing I regret about this MacBook Pro that I'm chit-chatting with you on, is that I got silver, because in my mind, a true Apple Pro product is just silver, aluminum, you know.
Yeah.
But I really do think I would have preferred the space gray. But for my iMac, I got an orange one. So,
orange hat, aw.
How appropriate.
Right.
I don't know. I'd been eyeing it, and I was like, you know what, like, I kind of like that. And like, I'm more of a maroon fan, but that isn't really an option. Like, red is an option, but not maroon.
The thing about those computers is most of the color is on the backside, and the backside faces the wall. So I'm not going to even see it, really.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's partially true. Like, so for mine, when you walk in my bedroom door, like this way, that is the door right there. So you can still see it sitting here, kind of, you know, like you'll see the back of it somewhat. But yeah, as far as like, it's not going to be on display like in the Apple ads where it's on your kitchen table and you're just tippa-tapping away. Like, no, not my
right.
Life.
My computer is inside my closet. So when I'm not using it, I just slide the closet door shut.
Ooh. Well, now I have seen a picture of your desktop setup in the closet. I was going back through our text messages today when I was messaging you, and one of the last things you sent me was a photo of your setup. And now it looked like you had a PC sitting there that you were using.
When did I send you that picture?
Well, look.
Because you're not wrong. There is a PC that I bought for just a few hundred dollars, a small little device that I thought I'd play around with.
Well, it's more than 30 days ago because it's not on my phone. I don't iMessages longer than 30 days on my phone. I must have been we're just going to have to look it up. This is a very professional show. So
I got it a few months back and I thought I'm going to play EverQuest because I used to enjoy playing that EverQuest 2.
Right.
And you can't play EverQuest 2 on a Mac. So I got a little PC to play around with it. And then after I played around with it for like a week, I was like, okay, I don't know if I want to play this game anymore.
Perfect. This was Wednesday, October 7th. You sent me that photo. So it's been a while since we chatted. Ooh. Yeah. Did I just break this? Oh, Lord. As I knock the thing around. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So you're not playing the EverQuest?
Not currently. Like, the account, like, you can play for free up to a certain level. And I did that. So I kind of it's still there. If I want to play more higher levels, I have to pay.
Okay. And by the way, this may have been your work PC that you sent me a photo of. There was a lot of documents on the desktop. The more I look at it.
Oh, yeah. That was my work laptop that I had open. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we've nattered about all this stuff, but let's talk about you. So when was the last time there was a Lotzl little show recorded?
Oh, man. Well, I think we did a live Pride 48 last year. I could be wrong. Right. So I think then Toppy released it on his stream.
Oh, so maybe a year. Right. Yeah. Wow. So really we haven't heard from Dr. Stone in a year is what we're saying here. Right. How has your pandemic been?
Oh, well, I breaded it and seasoned it and put it into the oven at low and it's just simmering in there now.
Ah, perfect. Perfect. So it's going to be a while before it's done is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Now, you did not instant pot it. My pandemic is fine. I love working from home. It's the best thing to ever happen to me. It's just such an incredible improvement in my life that I don't have to commute into work anymore.
Oh.
So I'm loving it.
Okay. So that's interesting. I would have thought that you would have been the sort of person that would have said that. And then 2 months in, you're like, I've turned into the Hobbit, you know, like I can't, you know, I this is awful. This is terrible. I need some sort of interactions.
Oh, well, I mean, I do want to go back to the gym. I haven't been to the gym in over a year, but
oof.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So, but when we texted and I said, how are you? And you said, well, I'm employed and I'm healthy. So yes. You're employed. Everything's going well with the job and all that good stuff. Yes,
everything is going well. It looks like we're going to continue to work from home for a while. Like, I don't think we're going to change that. So,
well, I don't think this is ending as, I don't think there's that hard, like, okay, this is over. That everyone was hoping there would be.
Right.
And it's funny because would I get on a cruise ship right now? Absolutely not. Would I like to go on a cruise? Yes. Would I get on a cruise ship? No.
Right. That's how I feel about a lot of stuff.
Like, yeah, it's like I have Disney World tickets that expire coming up in the next few months. And I'm not sure that I'm ready for that, but I'm also not sure if I'm not ready for it or cruise because of COVID or because I've just had enough. Like, I don't want to be like, I've realized how good it is to be at home, to cook my own food. And you guys, I've been thinking about this. I have ran my dishwasher more in the last year than I have in the last 40 years of my life.
Yes. I do it like two or sometimes three times a week.
Oh, easily. There are times when I'm cooking a big like meal prep meal and it's like I fill it up in a day and I'm just like, all right, well, here we go. Yeah, I've learned all about dishwasher liquids and detergents and which ones are best. I'm like, got to buy that Cascade Platinum. That other stuff, it's no good.
That's like, what I use.
It's Platinum. Yeah. Again, like these are things I didn't care about pre-pandemic, and now I'm like, I have cooked so much at home. My parents were here for my dad's birthday, his 70th birthday last week, and we tried to go out to eat, and it was a massive failure. But I realized I haven't been out to sit down and eat more than once in the last year.
Oh, okay. And
so
I've done it a handful of times.
But I didn't enjoy it. Like, oh. I didn't. I mean, the food was fine, whatever. But I didn't enjoy it. I don't know. Like, yeah. I've gotten so used to being at home. You know, I have a new bathroom now and a new air conditioner. So really, I'm living the life. I'm living my best life.
There's no reason to go outside anymore now.
If this had all been done before the pandemic started, I would weigh 500 pounds and would not have left the house.
How did you shower with all those weeks without a bathroom?
And by all those weeks, you mean 4.5 months?
Right.
At the gym, or mostly at the gym. We have a shower situation at work too, because we have a gym. Okay. So that's an option. I never use that, actually. The more I think about it, I never use that. Because it's kind of gross.
My moist wall finally got done faster than your bathroom did.
Right. And in fairness, if I had been willing to front the money, this would have been done before the holidays. I was just worried that I wasn't going to get the money back. And there was a big price difference since the leaky wall was not your problem. I mean, it was your problem, but you weren't responsible for it.
Right.
What I learned is these companies, they do not like you to finance something, right? So they have 0% interest on things.
Oh.
But it cost more. Like, they had a higher fee, like $500 or $600 higher. I mean, and that, at the end of the day, if that's what it takes to have running water in your house, then, you know, whatever. But there, right. It cost a lot more money to finance something than it did if you paid cash. So I was kind of like holding out because I could have paid cash, but I didn't want to deplete my, you know, savings account. I didn't know if I was going to have more surgery or whatever. But yeah, it was terrible. So I wasn't planning on talking about this, but now you didn't redo your bathroom, did you, before you moved in to the...
I redid my shower after I moved in because I was worried that it could start to leak.
Okay. Let me just... Let's talk about a little, you know, bathroom remodel. So did you get a new shower base, like a tub base out of this?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. Did you get with it a list of things you can use to clean it?
Oh, I guess I did, yeah.
Okay, well, I did, and it was like a 4-page PDF. But what I discovered when going through those things is, one, it's the most expensive things on the shelf. I mean, you know. But two,
anything that you can use
are the most expensive things on the shelf. But two, everything that's good, that's like scrubbing bubbles or whatever, it'll damage it. So basically they're like, you can clean it with some vinegar or bleach. And I'm like, okay. So
are you talking specifically about the tub, or are you talking about like the grouted tiles or what?
So I don't have grouted tile because of insurance. Okay. They wouldn't pay for grouted tile. So I have, I did a 2-piece, like 8-foot high acrylic.
Yeah. It's a solid surround.
Yes. It's all one. Okay. Yeah. It's like, it's really cool how it works, and it looks really good. But it's got all these like shelves and nooks in it. I didn't ask for that. But they collect soap scum. I specifically said I didn't want that because it would collect scum, you know, like with water.
It does, but where else are you going to put your shampoo, your Prel, and your...
right. Well, it's true. But yeah, so I've been really disappointed in like trying to clean my bathtub with vinegar. Like, it's...
I don't think that I would clean it with vinegar. Like, I was using like a Lysol spray. Is that not allowed? Because that's what I do use.
So basically, the only things that were allowed were those daily things you spray the shower down with, which I can't use because I have pets. And you know, I don't want to poison them. So I can't use stuff that like sits on it. So it was basically that. And then things like Clorox cleanup. So,
yeah. Well, they gave me a squeegee and said, here, squeegee this after your shower.
Oh, nice. I had to pay extra for the squeegee and the shower curtain rod. Like, oh, but yeah. So I haven't cleaned it yet. Cause I kind of tested some spots, you know, with some stuff I bought. And it was basically like I was just like wiping it with my finger and was like, oh, is that coming clean? Yeah. So I'm having a little issue. So anyway, well, I think we've nattered about things that no one care about for far too long. So are you up for playing?
Love a good shower story.
Well, we do. Everyone's like, can you send us a photo of you two in the shower? No. No. Miss Bacon, no, we will not. Now, are you up for playing a little game?
I love games. Lay it on me, Larry.
All right. Let's do this. Y'all, this is a professional audio show. Let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. I'm going to be playing the role of host tonight. And Doc Stone, I'm going to list you the names of some folks who were born on this day, May 10th. And if you would just tell me if they're dead or alive or who they are. So,
or from Petticoat Junction.
Well, you know, if I'm clever enough, there may be someone from Petticoat Junction in there. All right. Uh-oh. That's the wrong page. All right. The first person is Ricky Nelson.
Oh, Ricky Nelson. He is dead. And we know him because he used to be a musician, and he used to be on the TV show, the old TV show, Ozzie and Harriet Nelson.
You know what, Dr. Stone?
This is the moment where Dr. Stone shines, his old TV shows.
I was going to make fun of you and be like, I chose that one because he was on an old TV show. You are correct. He was born in 1940 and passed away in 1985. He sang songs like Hello, Mary Lou and Garden Party. And he was, of course, on Ozzie and Harriet. Yeah, all right. All right. Let's do... you know what? I think I like none of these. Okay, let's do Peter Benchley.
Peter Benchley. No idea who this person is, so he must not be from an old TV show.
Never admit that. Never admit it.
I know who Peter Benchley is. Peter Benchley is, I think he used to be a sports announcer for the Cleveland Indians. Let's say that. And I think he's dead.
Well, you're so close. Peter Benchley was a novelist. He wrote Jaws, The Deep, that sort of thing. There are several of them. I know. And he did die in 2006.
The music ran out quickly.
Yeah, it does. We need to work with our producer to get that lengthened a little bit. Let's do one more. Don Rickles. Okay. Don Rickles.
Don Rickles. Insult comedian. Dead. And there you go.
Well, you're correct. Correct. Don Rickles is dead as a Dornell. He died in 2017. How does it feel to be on the other end of the buzzer there, of the pressure, and have it just building on you? Yeah. Do you see what I go through every week?
Feels like gas pressure. That's what it feels like.
That's accurate. I would say that's very accurate. Now, this is normally the part of the show where we'd play voice letters.
Yes.
So, we've now played the voice letters that we received this week.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. If you'd like to contribute a voice letter or any content like Jay the Honk Hub did like 3 weeks, that was 2 weeks ago. It's meh@theLFC.online. Or you can send it to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. It doesn't matter. Just send it if I could throw I'm going to have to move that box around. I keep throwing it around. You can do whatever. You can send a smoke signal and I will read it on the air. I promise. So, Well, Doxone, is there? Do you have any big plans coming up? Any big travel? You know, Extra Special Chris just flew in from Hawaii today. It's a tough life.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you have any big doings?
I do have a big doing coming up at the end of May. I'm going to be going to Santa Barbara for a little 4-day getaway.
Ooh.
Look for me in Santa Barbara.
Is that with your special someone?
Well, they are special friends, but they are not that type of special friends.
Oh, okay. So, well, everyone's dying to know, is Doc Stahl married? You've been gone for a year. You know, it's right. These are the things that they care about.
Yeah. Yes, I got married on a Zoom call and we haven't met yet.
That sounds like the perfect newlywed, year. Ooh.
Right.
Yeah. Well, any plans to come back to the East Coast? Any big things happening in the world?
I suppose at some point. I think once things get a little safer, yes. The answer is yes.
Okay. Well,
I had a postponed trip that was supposed to go to Ireland, so I still have that coming up in October. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. Did you want me to be like, oh yeah, you're totally going to Ireland in October?
Right. That's going to happen.
Right. It's just like my Vegas trip for the horror event that's been moved like 4 times. And now they're like, it's definitely happening August 25th. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, is that the Pride 48 horror event in Vegas?
There will be some fat, and by some, I mean a lot of fat people there. So it's really going to be hard to tell us apart from the Pride 48 event. Yeah. We're staying at a classy resort, the Tuscany Suites.
Ooh,
not on the Strip. Yeah. But then I was also supposed to come out to San Diego this summer, and I was going to tell you all about it. But now I'm not.
No, it's not because happening. Wop.
Well, like,
I'll be out of town anyways.
Yeah, I know you're very busy, but so I'm going to be in Dallas, Texas, in July. I'm going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Words I have never said in June. I'm going to be in Palm Springs a lot coming up. I have to let you know about Palm Springs if that happens, because you know, you could just drive over.
Yeah,
you should
print out a tour shirt, T-shirt for where you're going to be in the cities and the dates.
Right.
Sell right. Online. Well,
sadly, I've been watching these YouTube videos. I could stop right there. I know. I've been watching these YouTube videos of people who buy heat presses and they make their own shirts with their Cricut machines. Like, if this technology had existed, like the Cricuts, and it did kind of exist when I was younger, but it was more for like paper and stuff like that.
Yes.
But if that had existed, I would have been the founder of Etsy, basically, because I would have just been making stuff left and right. No shirts. I'm mostly traveling for work. You guys, I have to... Now, Doxon, you and I are in the same page or same boat with this, basically. I have to spend the day with the Green Bay Packers.
How are we in the same boat?
Because I think we both know about the same amount about the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
I mean, I know Aaron Rodgers
Peter, what's his name, who was the announcer for the Green Bay Packers?
right. Peter Benchley or Benchler. Yeah.
Peter Benchley. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I have to spend the day, with the Green Bay Packers and also a man who makes sausage, in Wisconsin.
So Abe Froman, the sausage king.
Yep. How did you know? So that's my big travel coming up. And, also, I need you to mark your calendar, because in May 2022, which is probably fairly realistic that things will have opened up back by then, Extra Special Chris and I are going to the Garodeo in Palm Springs. So, get your boots ready, because we're going to have a hootenanny.
Polish up my chaps.
Oh, wow. Oh. Has it been 28 minutes and 50 seconds already? Gosh.
How the time flies.
Ooh, for a minute, I was watching that clock. If you see me looking off to my right, it's because that's where everything is on that screen over there. So I'm like, But yeah. So I do want to say thank you so much for joining me and nattering for 30 minutes about nothing. I was ready for a test kitchen segment. I was ready for so much, and we just didn't have time. So maybe I'll have to have you back next week. Or
maybe so.
Or the week after, or some other time. So, Yeah, if only I had a co-host. But anyway, well, again, thank you. And can we find you anywhere? Are you on anything?
You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Wes Stone, also known as Stevie Nicks.
Oh, I noticed that. Yes. Now, thank you. How do you feel about See's Candy?
See's Candy. I love a good See's Candy. I got a text message from the
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Will be heard. I got a Twitter message from the customer service department that they're coming out with a new peanut butter hard candy at See's. So that's the inside scoop.
Now, by the customer service department, do you mean Vera?
Yes, Vera.